Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
We are rolling along right here on Greeny. Chris Carlin for Greeny today. Presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. Let's check in on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed from ESPN's Adam Schefter. The Titans placing quarterback Ryan Tannehill on the reserve COVID-19 list. Per a source, he will now miss anywhere from 5 to 10 days, depending on his status. The Titans now dealing with at least 3 player cases and 2 coach cases with COVID, according to sources. That is from ESPN's Adam Schefter in the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. My friends, let us get to some over-unders, because there are some intriguing ones in the NFL right now. Let us look at what we've got, first of all, in the AFC East. Nuno, do we just want to let it fly? Do you want to throw them at me, or what do you want to do? How you want to make it happen, Captain?
Let's just let it fly.
All right. That's what we're going to do.
I can't even hear you for a second because my headphone jack stopped working. All right. There we go.
All right.
Well, how do you let? We're here to make your life easier. How do you want it?
No, you're not.
Yes, we are. Wow. Really? All right. Here you go. Here we go.
No. I just want to make it happen for the audience. That's all. Go.
All right, let's start with an easy one.
Yes.
Zach Wilson, over under 3,750 yards this year.
I'm going under, slightly under. There are 17 games, which is why this number is where it is. It's not an outlandish number. I'm going under. I just feel like the Jets are really going to make a massively concerted effort to run the football more than people think. And the strength of their offensive line is running the football. Zach Wilson, under 3,750 yards. Bang.
All right, all right. Dolphins at 30-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Okay. Listen to me for a second. Just, you know, this. I'm only here if you're interested in maybe getting some value, maybe winning some money. Am I here to tell you that the Dolphins are winning the Super Bowl? I am not. Am I here to tell you that if Tua can play, which I feel like he may be able to play better than a lot of people are thinking, the Dolphins are a threat in the AFC. 30-1. That's a flyer. That's good value on a flyer. You jump on that. And Nuno, little known fact, 2017, summertime, All-Star break. I'm in Vegas. I go up to the big board. What looks good when I'm looking for value? Oh, look here. 40-1 to win the Super Bowl. The Philadelphia Eagles. Bang! That is a cashed ticket, my friend. That's how it works.
Not bad, not bad. All right. Staying in the AFC East, Buffalo Bills, 12-1 to win the Super Bowl. Not sure if they'll actually have any wide receivers available, but here you go.
That is a big time. Big time. Give me a slice of that pie. I want a piece of that action. At 12-1, the Bills are live. The Bills are very live. I am very close to nailing down my 2022 or my Super Bowl champion coming up for the 2021 season. And the Buffalo Bills are very much in that discussion among the top 2 or 3 teams in all of football. I am on board with the Bills at 12-1. Again, great value right there.
All right, let's move to the NFC North. AFC North. We're going to go Najee Harris, 7.5 rushing touchdowns, over under.
I'm going under, or over, rather. Pittsburgh is going to run the football quite a bit. And you may see a situation with Najee Harris like we saw with Le'Veon Bell, where they will absolutely run him into the ground over the next few years. He's a dynamic player, and he's going to fit that city exceptionally well. I would say Najee Harris has over 7.5, and I'll put it at double digits, for his rushing touchdowns this season. And he's going to be a factor in the passing game as well.
All right, let's slide to the AFC South.
Only if you're interested in making money or winning.
Exactly.
Right.
Let's slide to the AFC South.
Yes.
The Texans, lowest scoring team in the NFL, plus 450.
Oh, come on. This is what we call a lockadini. I mean, you're getting 4.5 to 1 on the Texans to be the worst. Yes, yes, the Texans are the worst. They're going to be a terrible offensive team. They will score the least amount of points in the NFL. 4.5 to 1, lock it up.
All right, and the last AFC one, Chargers over under 9 wins.
I am going over. I am absolutely taking the Chargers to do some good things this year. With 17 games, Chargers could win 11. And I know it's not an easy division. I understand that. Justin Herbert, I love them defensively if they can stay healthy. It's a big thing. And the other guy that has to stay healthy is Austin Eckler. Herbert with Eckler, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, the guys they can do a lot of damage. Over 9 wins, bang.
All right, let's slide to the NFC West. Kyler Murray, over under 1,000 rushing yards.
Slightly under. He was a little over 800 last year. So I guess they're saying based on 17 games, I think he will go under 1,000 rushing yards this season, but not by a lot. He'll probably end up somewhere right around 900.
All right. Aaron Donald for the Rams, over under 12.5 sacks.
I'm going to go under. Barely. Under. I think he'll have double digits. 12.5 feels like a big number. I know it's Aaron Donald. I know he's the best defensive lineman on the interior, especially in all of football. Slightly less than 12.5 sacks this year.
He might have 4 after that first game against Andy Dalton and the Bears, but
okay, I'm gonna change my mind over.
All right, now we go to the NFC East. Giants plus 425 to win the division.
Yeah, I would take that. I don't trust the Cowboys at all. Do you trust the Cowboys?
No.
Who would? Who would trust anything about them? And as I referred to earlier in the show, Dak Prescott's going to be an issue this year. His shoulder or his leg, that's going to be a problem. Not that his leg is still really hurting, but the confidence that comes with getting hit. I absolutely believe the Cowboys will disappoint. The Giants at 4-1 to win division, better than 4-1. Yeah, jump on it. Cash your check. Call me. Cut me in. That's what it comes down to.
All right, last one.
You're welcome.
Last one. Chase Young, over under 8.5 sacks.
That is a big time over. And I would go right now and bet on Chase Young to be the defensive player of the year in the NFL. That's how good I think Chase Young is. And I believe when I checked, he was somewhere around 15-1 to win that. So you could even pile a couple of bucks on that as well. Chase Young is going to have 15 sacks this year. That is a guarantee. Lock it up. Boom. Done. There you go. Only if you want to win money. I hope you wrote it down. If you didn't, you know that both hours of Greeny are available on podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. And for that just alone, that's why you should be on board right there. Now, what if you could put the same type of rigor that pro leagues use for players into your hiring process? Well, you can when you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified candidates for your open roles and proactively presents them to you, and you can invite your top choices to apply for your job. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. We just mentioned Chase Young. Somebody that sees him up close and personal is going to give us the feel on the defensive end for the Washington football team, and We will also check in to see if they can actually win the division with Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback. It's next. Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. Chris Carlin for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
The beginning of the season, oh man, I want to be in that moment. This is one of them things where you say, man, I wish I had that right now.
Are you ready? Because I'm ready.
This is Mina Kimes, and I am ready.
This is Jason Fitz. My beloved Raiders are ready.
This is Freddie Coleman. The Alabama Crimson Tide. Roll Tide. They are ready.
Football is back, and it kicks off every morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, and continues all day right here on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Greeny, the podcast.
College football is beginning this weekend. We'll get to that in just a moment with ESPN's Trevor Maddich. Download the DraftKings app and use code Greeny to get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Chris Carlin in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Trevor Maddich, ESPN college football analyst, and of course also covers the Washington football team for NBC Sports Washington, analyst there. He joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Trevor, appreciate a few minutes, and you know, I want to start with the Washington football team because just a few minutes ago I made the prediction Chase Young's going to be the defensive player of the year this year in the league. Am I crazy? Is it too soon for that to be the case?
Nope, you are absolutely on point with that, Chris. There's a couple of reasons. In order to do that, you got to be a game changer. You got to impact games, and it has to show up on TV. And Chase Young does all of those things. He is outstanding as an individual player. He's got the chops to do it, but he stands out because of his effort, a relentless effort, chasing screen passes down the field on the opposite side of the field from where he lined up, things like that. And because he affects what the opposing team is doing. And you saw that in the preseason this year. I mean, against the Patriots, Cam Newton would drop back in a clean pocket and then move to his right away from the side that Chase Young was rushing because he knew Young might get there and probably would at some point. So prophylactically, he would move away from where Young was coming from. So these are the kinds of things he does to impact the game, even when he's not actually making the play. And you add that to the fact that the rest of that defensive line is stellar, and teams can't afford to just focus on double and triple teaming Chase. I think he's got a very good chance to make that kind of impact.
That makes people forget about Jonathan Allen and Sweat and players like that, and they are dynamic up front to be sure. But Trevor, you know the question that everybody asks about Washington. Can they win consistently? Can they win the NFC East with Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback? So I put it to you, can they?
You know what, Chris? That's the big question, right? And everything's relative. It's like the old joke, you know, where two hikers come around a bend in the trail, and there's a bear there that wants to eat them. So one of them sits down and starts to take off his hiking boots and put on his running shoes. And his buddy says, "Why are you doing that? You can't outrun the bear." And he says, "I don't have to outrun the bear. I just need to outrun you." So last year, they won the division with like four quarterbacks, epic injuries there, a carousel on the offensive line, and a one-legged wide receiver room. Terry McLaurin was the only guy that moved the needle at wide receiver last year. And they still won the division because the defense was so good and the rest of the division was so bad. Well, this year, this Washington team is dramatically better in most places. On the defense, just being in the second season of the system will mean that they won't bust as many coverages and allow so many deep passes, which is what they allowed last year, not because of talent, but because of positioning. And then on offense, the offensive line is improved. The receiver room improved dramatically, especially with the addition of Curtis Samuel as a free agent. But at quarterback, if Ryan Fitzpatrick just stays healthy and is able to stay on the field, it'll be a dramatic improvement from the carousel they had last year. Remember this, that in the playoffs last year, Washington faced Tampa in the first round. Taylor Heinicke was the Washington quarterback who was taking finals at Old Dominion University just a few weeks before he had to start that playoff game against Tom Brady. And that was a touchdown game. Washington only lost it by 8 points, I believe. And that was with a student playing quarterback, right? And so I think just stability at quarterback, not being injured at quarterback, will improve that offense dramatically. So these are all reasons why I think that Washington has a chance, not just, Chris, to win the division, but if they stay healthy, Washington has a chance to push for the NFC Championship game, and then who knows what could happen.
Well, let's shift to some college football. Trevor Maddich joining us, ESPN College Football Analyst, 12 to 3:30 this Saturday, the Daily Wager College Football Preview Show. Matt Schick, Trevor Maddich, Doug Kazarian. Okay, what has your attention right now as the primary storyline in college football headed into 2021?
Chris, it is how quickly will the new quarterbacks come up to speed? Last year, the top teams had quarterbacks that started either the entire previous season or at least part of it. This year, when you look at the top four teams, it's the opposite. I mean, Alabama has Bryce Young, a guy who hasn't started a game yet. You've got Oklahoma with Spencer Rattler. Now, he did start last year as a freshman, so that's good. But then Clemson has a new starter. Ohio State has a new starter who hasn't thrown a college game yet. Right. So when you look at the top teams now, Notre Dame has a new starter. The playoff teams from last year have the opposite situation coming in. And so the question will be, will these new starters at quarterback come up to speed quickly enough that they don't blow it early in the year while they learn how to play the game? You know, will they have a couple of bad mistakes, a couple of bad turnovers that cost them an early game? Because that might be enough to keep teams like that out of the playoff. So to me, the big storyline is how quickly will the young quarterbacks at the top programs get ready to play at a high level?
Again, it's 12 to 3:30 on Saturday, the Daily Wager College Football Preview Show. Matt Schick, Trevor Maddich, Doug Kazarian. Trevor, appreciate the time. Thanks for a few minutes.
Thanks, Chris.
When I got to read 10 names at once, I'm all over the map. I can't get it. Anyway, I cannot believe that we are at week zero already, but it begins this weekend. Looking forward to it all. And Trevor told you right there, maybe I'm not out of my mind when it comes to having a guy like Chase Young be the defensive player of the year this quickly in the NFL. Now, some things have been low on our to-do list, but life insurance can no longer be one of them. If you're like me, with a wife, you need to protect your family. You need SelectQuote. SelectQuote has been helping families for over 35 years. Get your free quote at SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline, as always, presented by our friends at Progressive Insurance. In just moments, talk about storylines and where quarterbacks are in terms of starting in this league and how the league is handling the COVID situation. We get answers next. Chris Mortensen in moments on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greeny, the podcast.
Greeny, coming to you live from the Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Chris Carlin in for Greeny today. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What rookie quarterback should absolutely start? We will get to that in just moments. Go ahead and open up the lines at 888-SAY-ESPN. Right now, though, we go to the Goodyear Hotline and check in on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed from Bills wide receiver Isaiah McKenzie. They got me. NFL, you win. $14,650 fine. I'm sorry, world. That's Isaiah McKenzie violating COVID protocols. We welcome in Chris Mortensen, ESPN senior NFL insider right now. And Mort, you were just tweeting about this a few minutes ago. Appreciate the time. What's particularly unique about this situation with Isaiah McKenzie?
Well, you know, Isaiah did post a letter, at least the cover letter he got from the NFL, that he was in violation because he was seen twice not wearing a mask in the building. That was yesterday. And so he got that letter, you know, overnight or this morning that he was being fined. And what was unique about it that I've had been told to by sources, multiple sources, is that yesterday was the day the league, which is making the rounds to all 32 teams to talk about COVID protocols, yesterday was their day to be in Buffalo. And they actually saw Isaiah in person, firsthand witness, not using video or like they do with some teams, you know, and catching them. They were actually there. They observed him. And he walked around without his mask in those two instances. So Isaiah, you know, he's not copping out and saying, hey, I didn't do it. It's just kind of like unique that you know what the protocols are, and maybe you think you're not going to get caught on camera, but if they're actually in your building, you know, that's the day they're visiting. Well, you know, that's the uniqueness of it.
It's bizarre. That's absolutely bizarre, Mort. Your read around the league about how this is generally being accepted by teams. The Bills have been at the forefront of the talk about it just because of Cole Beasley and his outspokenness subject. But do you sense that around the league there is going to be any other real issues with following protocols this year?
Well, listen, let's go back to last year. There was no vaccine last year. Mm-hmm. And yes, there were issues. And I'll use Cole Beasley as an example. Cole Beasley didn't miss one game because of COVID last year. He wore his mask. He socially distanced, and so he abided with the rules. His complaint is he wants all players tested on a daily basis because the testing is even quicker and less intrusive. The Players Association has asked for all players to be tested daily, and the reason why is we now have this Delta variant, and we see that vaccinated people, and everybody's assuming, well, they got it from somebody unvaccinated. Well, we don't know that. There is no 100% efficacy now on the vaccine. What we do know is that, you know, you have less of a chance of maybe being hospitalized, and that's a very important fact. But what Cole Beasley wants and what the Players Association has asked for and been rejected by the league is that they want players tested every day. And basically they're incentivizing players to get vaccinated by saying you can go walk around without a mask. But, you know, with the Delta variant, to me it changes a lot of the rules, and I think Beasley is among those who wants that done. And I do know there are other players. Jimmy Graham, for instance, he spoke up about the vaccinated. You know, he went out and got vaccinated. He didn't want to, and then, you know, the protocols changed again. Just as science changes, the protocols will change. And the league has always said they will revise as necessary.
Chris Mortensen, senior ESPN NFL insider, joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Chris Carlin in for Greeny today. All right, let's go to some of the younger quarterbacks. In the last day or so, Mort, everybody's talking about Mac Jones in New England. Cam Newton, because of a COVID issue over the last couple of days, has not been there with the Patriots, going to return here shortly. So what is your read in this situation? Do you believe that Mac Jones can beat out Cam Newton to start for the Patriots in week one?
Well, I have little doubt that Mac Jones was the most NFL-prepared quarterback coming into the league this year because of playing at Alabama. Coming in with the Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa there, he's practicing on the scout team against the number one Alabama defense every day. So this and their offense is at a high level. Their offense is much more sophisticated. Mac Jones, a maniacal preparation. Listen, Chris, I'm telling you, Kyle Shanahan moved up to number three in the draft with Mac Jones in mind, and he kind of got talked out of it, I think, in part by the personnel department. Thought that Trey Lance would give him a little bit more. And also the 49ers public media, they were talking about going down and protesting if you dare take Mac Jones. And I always felt like, wait a minute, Joe Burrow basically started for a year and a half at LSU and actually had better weapons his last year at LSU than Mac had last year. We forget Jalen Waddle only played the first four games of last year. Mac Jones did most of what he did last year, with only Devontae Smith as a first round wide receiver type. So Mac Jones to me has always been ready, and it was not just what he did yesterday against the Giants. When you watch him play, it looks like a Josh McDaniels, who's the offensive coordinator, type quarterback. I think he would have been really good with Kyle Shanahan too, much better with his feet than anybody gave him credit for. So I do think he was the most NFL ready to come in and play. And what are the chances? I think Belichick would like Cam Newton to begin the season, and then get Mac Jones in there when he feels the timing is right. Bill Belichick, approaches the season almost like the first quarter of the season is almost like, a mini preseason, except the games count.
Chris Mortensen with us, of course, ESPN senior NFL insider on Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. You mentioned Mac being the most NFL ready. So out of the other guys, who is the least NFL ready?
Well, Trey Lance is the obvious answer.
Right.
He's got a tremendous presence. His athleticism is, it's Cam Newton-like. And in a way, he's kind of a line drive thrower like Cam Newton, But he is, he had 17 starts. And we know what happened with his season last year. He got one game against Central Arkansas, and doggone it, he didn't throw a pick the year before and threw his only pick last year in that one game. But he would be probably the least ready, except he's very smart, high aptitude. That's obvious. I think Zach Wilson, I think people were surprised, just how natural he looks. I think that the Jets have done a smart thing with him. And that is basically, we're going to let you, we know you can do every off-platform Pat Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers type throw. He's capable of that. But they're having him play quarterback. And what I think surprised some people, maybe even me, is that, boy, you can see him set up in the pocket and find his receivers, go through his progressions and deliver on time. Trevor Lawrence, I think just because it's a new coaching staff that hasn't really worked together. The Jets coaching staff actually have worked together. Urban Meyer has like 20 guys on staff, and I'm not sure how many of those guys have worked together. And Trevor, being at Clemson, it's a very productive offense, but it's not as sophisticated. I mean, Dabo Sweeney's smart enough to know that they have better players than everybody else, so it doesn't have to be sophisticated. But Trevor Lawrence is going to be a great quarterback. We know that. And then, you know, I think that Justin Fields, will see him on the field sooner than later.
Mort, there was a lot made about Urban Meyer and the way he handled the game the other night. And it's one preseason game, and a lot of people are coming across like maybe he's not ready for prime time here. What's your read on Urban Meyer?
Well, I don't get the idea. He's not ready for prime time. You know, Urban Meyer is a heck of a coach. You know, everywhere he's gone, he's been a heck of a coach. He's talked to a lot of NFL people. Heck, Bill Belichick used to consult with Urban Meyer on certain elements of what they did when he was coaching at various places. So if it's good enough for Bill Belichick, it probably should be good enough for everybody else. I think there's an adjustment. I think what's going to be interesting is, you know, when you're in college and you're winning 95%, 90% of your games plus, you know, that's not going to happen in the NFL. So, you know, is he prepared for that? You know, when he selected his coaching staff, I once had a very well successful head coach tell me, you're lucky if on your first hire you get 50% of your coaching staff right. And, you know, so I think those are the things that you wonder about. And but I'm not going to be critical of preseason games. And, you know, preseason is preseason. That's exactly what it is.
Mort, on Dak Prescott in Dallas, what are you hearing as far as his ability or how optimistic they would be about his ability with the shoulder coming off of the leg injury to really stay healthy and be closer to the dynamic player that they had a couple of years ago and that they paid this past offseason?
Yeah, they sound very optimistic. You know, if you talk to them behind the scenes, you know, there are some people I know in the medical field who thinks that the shoulder thing couldn't have bothered him a little bit and kind of connected to the dislocated ankle because, you know, when you know, it's your right back foot and you got a twist, and that's going to put some stress on your shoulder. But that being said, Cowboys are optimistic. He's out there doing 11-on-11s now, and everybody's saying he's thrown with great velocity. And then we'll see how he recovers day to day. And so, you know, as far as the leg goes, there hasn't been any issues. But, you know, if it's an issue which you end up compensating a little bit and your shoulder is affected, you know, that's something that we're going to watch and we're going to talk about it. And you know why we're going to watch and talk about it? Because it's the Cowboys and Dak Prescott.
Last one for you, Chris Mortensen, senior ESPN senior NFL insider with us on the Goodyear Hotline. What is the story, Mort, that intrigues you the most that maybe isn't necessarily getting the play this preseason?
I'm going to go, well, Deshaun Watson, that's getting the play, but it's kind of gone quiet, right?
Right.
Because we really don't know. We don't know what's going on with the league investigation. We're not sure what type of criminal investigation this is. Are these criminal complaints? You know, is there a grand jury? It's was FBI involvement? Is it because there was an extortion complaint? I mean, that's a lot of mystery. And at the same time, you know, they're just a team like the Philadelphia Eagles that you still hear, you know, some rumors about that they could have some interest in him as well. So I think that's the one story that you can go to sleep on, but you kind of got to, you know, like be alert in case something happens because, you know, all of a sudden he's getting physically active in practice. He's not practicing like, you know, the quarterback. He's going to be the quarterback of that team, but you see him getting more physically active behind the scenes.
Appreciate the time, Mort. Thanks very much.
Hey, Chris. Thanks a lot, man. Take care.
Chris Mortensen, ESPN senior NFL insider, joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. And I want to go back to some of the Mac Jones Giants-Patriots combined practices this week for a few minutes. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You heard the news yesterday about Mac Jones absolutely tearing up the Giants' defense. And he went 34 of 40, and one of those incompletions was a spiked ball to stop the clock in a two-minute drill. That's frightening on a couple of levels. Number one, frightening that a rookie quarterback can come in and be that good in that kind of a situation. Controlled, yes. But those are big numbers to look that sharp. We heard from Jordan Ronan, who was there earlier, who spoke about the fact that Jones looked about as impressive as you can look and looked about as comfortable as you can look. And then you factor in the Nick Saban issue there with Bill Belichick, or relationship, I should say, not issue. And knowing how close those two are and how much Belichick is going to rely on Nick Saban as he's coaching a young quarterback that Saban brought through college. I'm starting to believe more and more that it's possible that Jones is going to start the year as the quarterback. I'm not there to say it's going to happen yet, but if I thought it was at 20% a few days ago, maybe I'd put it more at 45 or 50 right now. That may say more about Mac Jones. That may say more about the Giants' defense just having a bad day. Now, on DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg in New York, Chris Canty, the former Cowboy and Giant, weighed in about the fact that Jones had ripped up the Giants' defense, taking it from the other side.
Not at all. And the headline is not what you're looking for if you're a Giants fan, given how important this year is going to be for Daniel Jones, right? Mac Jones outperforms Daniel Jones. Like, that's not what you want to see. I hear the fact that you have so many skill position players that are out for Daniel Jones, but, I mean, at some point we gotta get past that. Like, Daniel Jones has to be able to elevate the talent that's around him, even if things aren't ideal, even if you're dealing with injuries, even if you're dealing with segments of the offense that are underperforming. Like, the sixth overall pick from 3 years ago has to overcome some of that stuff, and I guess we're all waiting for Daniel Jones to graduate into that quarterback that's capable of being able to do that on a consistent basis.
We'll have a thought about that here in just a moment. Airlines, restaurants, and more have been ramping up their hiring, so who do they turn to? ZipRecruiter, of course. ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified candidates for your job, and you can easily invite your top choices to apply. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. So, Chris Canty's pointing to Daniel Jones at that in that clip, and he could not be more right. We got to this topic earlier with Jordan Ronan. How much can you ask of a guy like Daniel Jones to elevate others around him? He hasn't really had Kadarius Toney to work with very much. Saquon Barkley is getting his first action in 11-on-11 right now. Kenny Golladay really hasn't been practicing. And you're in your third year. Your offensive line may be marginally better, but you're a quarterback who is exceptionally mobile, despite the fact that he tripped on the grass last year. He is exceptionally mobile. He can make plays on the run and make accurate throws on the run. This is it for Jones to start to do just that. It's not only about becoming somebody that's not going to screw things up, but it's also about becoming somebody that's going to make big plays for your football team when your football team doesn't have all of your big playmakers. You need to make other guys better. You need to be able to throw guys open, create the separation for them with pinpoint passes, making them better receivers as a result. These are all things that you haven't seen from him as of yet, but you better start seeing soon. Otherwise, the Giants are going to be right back at it, looking for their franchise quarterback in the shorter term rather than the longer term. 30 for 30 podcast and the undefeated present the King of Crenshaw. This four-part series examines how Nipsey Hussle's life, death, and legacy impacted the sports world, particularly the NBA. Hear DeMar DeRozan, Isaiah Thomas, DeMarcus Cousins, among others, explore the realities of life as a black man in America, Nipsey's dedication to South L.A. and his community, and how Nipsey inspired millions. The marathon continues. The King of Crenshaw. Binge all four episodes now on SiriusXM, Pandora, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. This has been Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN+.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.